This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a story about the death of Lois Evans, Dr. Tony Evans' wife. Dr. Evans posted a touching Instagram photo and caption paying tribute to his godly wife. Stay tuned to hear more. God's word promises in Proverbs 3:6 that if we acknowledge him in everything we do, he will direct our paths. This statement holds true not only for America, but also for our daily lives. The gospel message is simple. Put God first in everything you do. Matthew 6:33 and Luke 10:27 say this: "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, "You are to love your neighbor as yourself." Next, love your neighbor unconditionally. Luke 10:27 says, "You are to love your neighbor as yourself." And lastly, fulfill the Great Commission. Mark 16:15 says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel," that is, the good news, "to every creature." If you want to see America continually blessed, now is the time to step out in faith and spread the good news. This is faith in action. Wherever we go, every faithful Christian is compelled, through obedience to Jesus, to share his simple three-step gospel message all across our land. For more information, please go to the website at www.putgodfirstamerica.com. That's www.putgodfirstamerica.com. Dr. Tony Evans' wife, Lois, died early Monday morning, December 30th. She was surrounded by loved ones and family. Her husband posted about his wife's death on Instagram that same day, saying this: "Just before the sun came up this morning, the love of my life, Lois Irene Evans, transitioned from earth and watched her first sunrise from heaven. I had the privilege of holding her hand as she was lulled into eternity." End quote. Dr. Evans thanked everyone who prayed for his wife this year while she faced her battle with biliary cancer. He continued on to say this: "God answered our prayers this morning by relieving her of suffering. But the truth is this, he has been answering our prayers all along. Lois lived beyond medical expectations, not once, but over and over again. God has been so kind to give us more time to make wonderful memories." End quote. Priscilla Shire, Tony and Lois Evans' daughter and prominent Bible teacher, shared her father's post. Shire, who also starred in War Room, added this note: "Good night, my beautiful, beloved mommy. I'll see you in the morning." End quote. Back in October, Dr. Evans asked believers to pray for Lois as she battled a fiery trial with cancer. At that point, chemotherapy and radiation were no longer options. Instead, Dr. Evans said Lois was continuing treatment with natural therapies, supplemental treatments, and was surrounded by love from her family and loved ones. Lois was not only a wife to a prominent pastor, but she was also a successful businesswoman, speaker, author, and singer. She at one point worked for the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, and later on became the senior vice president of the Christian broadcast ministry called The Urban Alternative. She also served as president of the Global Wives Network, as well as founded the First Lady Conference and the Pastor's Wives Ministry. She helped write several books and also was the sole author of Seasons of a Woman's Life. She leaves behind a husband, 4 children, 12 grandchildren, and 2 great-grandchildren. In Dr. Evans' post about his wife's death, He requested continued prayers as his family grieves the loss of the Evans family matriarch. Listeners, thank you for praying, and keep tuning in to the Charisma News Podcast. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.